Nico Case is a singer and songwriter who possesses one of the most distinctive voices in today's music scene.
The most tender place in my heart is for strangers.
Nico Case last released an album as a leader 4 years ago, and the critics were pleased. Her latest is titled Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, and some writers are already predicting it will end up one of the year's best.
In the end, somebody's in between, girl. Now it's the devil I love, and it's funny as real love.
Recently, Nico Case sang, played her guitar, and spoke about her songs with music journalist Ashley Cohen.
Will I ever see you again?
There's no mistaking Nico Case's voice. Case herself admits her voice is both her signature and one that she's still learning to use.
I know that I can sing really loud. It's like having that really big Evinrude engine on the back of your fishing boat. But I've been trying to be more dynamic with my voice and not just singing on 10 all the time out of terror.
Squared and frozen where he stood in the glow of the furniture, piled high for firewood, and the blood runs crazy.
Case grew up in Washington State and has been on her own since the age of 15. And after playing in punk bands and attending art school, she started making records that drew on a growing love of gospel and country music.
She fell away, she fell away, she fell away from the side of the Lord when she was free.
Songs like this one from her first album in 1998 still prompt many to label her music country. But like many creative musicians, she's clearly progressed beyond category.
The most apt description, the one that doesn't make me go, ugh, God. A writer once called it country noir, which kind of relates it to country, but it's also kind of cinematic at the same time, which is the way I feel about it.
Two girls ride the blue line.
I think my songwriting might be a little more on the darker side, maybe.
One left a sweater sitting on the train, and the other lost 3 fingers at the cannery.
Nico Case calls her new album Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. It's a fairy tale title that's as enigmatic and visually evocative as her songs.
Here I am, traffic slow.
I try not to be overly literal, and when I'm writing songs, I write down a lot of words, and then I try to simplify it. I like to give people hints or words that make visual pictures for them.
And the needle touched down, the needle is landing. Needles sit down from the semi-trailer, took the name of your town from the sharp-toothed freighter. And if I knew then what's so obvious now, you'd still be.
The approach to lyrics, first creating more, then stripping back, extends to her music as well.
I wanted more space on this record. It's just like in painting or in drawing, you know, negative space is just as important as positive space to make your image stand out. Widow's Toast started out full band, and in the end it just didn't seem right. I ended up taking everything out, and we just put in a drone underneath.
Better times collide with now, and better times, and better times are coming still.
For Case, inspiration is found in a variety of sources. The song John Saw That Number, for instance, mixes the words of an old American spiritual with a musical idea from India.
The song was actually super inspired by that movie about the gypsies, Lock the Drum. And there's a part where this little kid sings a song a cappella.
Old John the Baptist, old John Divine, leather harness round his line. His meat was locust and honey, wild honey, Lord. And I don't usually hit the note that bad. That's basically how that goes, with really incredible singing by me on there.
This new album benefits from a few special guests, like the band Calexico from Tucson, Arizona, and keyboardist Garth Hudson from the legendary group The Band. Case has the voice to turn a wisp of a lyric into a full, flowing melody. More than before, her new album uses that talent to create strange and vivid images that stir the imagination. These days, when more attention than ever is being paid to singer-songwriters, few stand up to the focus like Nico Case. So if you from the pit with the moon round his waist, get the wind in his fists and the stars round his wrist, crying holy, holy to the Lord.
Ashley Kahn, his new book, out soon, is called The House That Train Built, The Story of Impulse Records. Nico Case begins touring for her new CD, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, tomorrow night in Minneapolis. You can hear A Widow's Toast and more at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Yeah.